want to share with you interesting distinction between the Litvisher Welt and the Hasidische Welt, in understanding Parah Aduma. The Gemara tells us in two places, Masechah Sotah and Masechah Chulin, when Avraham Avinu said, "Vanochi Ofer ve'Efer," that Avraham Avinu said he's nothing but dirt and ashes. He was Zocha, Zachu Banav of L'shteiv Mitzos. His descendants were Zocha to two Mitzos, Efer, Parah, v'Ofer Sotah. In light of him saying Efer and Ofer, he was Zocha to the Efer, Parah, and the Ofer Sotah. And the Farshim want to know what's the Midah Keneged Midah. So Beis Halev in Parshat Vayera explains that Ofer, dirt, is something that never had a tzura, never had any chashivas. It was nothing since the Briyas HaOlam, but it has the potential, it's able to accept something, it's able to become something, it's able to grow into something. But it never was anything. And Efer was something in the past. It was something chashiv, had a purpose, but now after being burnt, the Efer, the ashes, has no potential, has no future. Says Avraham Avinu, according to the Beis Halevi, he says me'atzma, he says about himself that me'olam, he was nothing. Lohaya davar chashuv, he was never anything. He was like the offer, he was like the dirt, never accomplished anything in his history. And now he's like Efer, he's like ashes without any potential. He's mamish nothing. He never was anything and never will be anything. He's offer, he's Efer. And in light of this, says the Beis Halevi, the Midah Keneged Midah is that the Efer Para is there to be metaher. Mikan Haba, moving forward, he's no longer Tahor, no longer Tami rather. And the Afar is to be Mevarer, what happened, Lumafer, what happened in the past. Dealing with the past and dealing with the future. But Avraham Avinu says he was nothing and he will be nothing. He has always been offered dirt, which had never accomplished anything in this world. And he's Afer, which has no potential. Sfas Emes understands it differently. Sfas Emes takes this from a Hasidic perspective. Avraham Avinu, he explains, was the Yesod Olam. He was the foundation of the world. As the Medrash tells us, Al Tikri Behibaram Ela Bavraham. Avraham was part of the creation of the world. He was the Yesod Olam. And when he was saying, Anochi Afar, he says, he's Mechavin to the Yesod of Afar, that dirt has the potential to grow, the potential to be something. And when he was saying Efer, he was talking about the bittul of his past that he was left from. He came in the house of Terach, the house of Avodah Zarah. So Aaron was saying that he's Efer in that he got rid of all that which was history. He burnt everything, got rid of the past, and he's Ofer, he has tremendous amount of potential. He wasn't saying that he was nothing. He was saying that he was everything. He had the ability to accomplish, to create. There is so much potential in Avraham Avinu. That's the idea. So it says the Sfas Emes, that's what Ofer is. Ofer is the potential to be something, the potential to grow. So Ofer Sotah means hopefully there'll be nothing to be found in the lady. And the Ofer is going to create an Uber, create potential, to create a child. That was the bracha. If she was correct and she didn't do anything wrong, the Ofer that she were to drink will create something in the future. And that's what Avraham was saying. He wasn't saying he was nothing, that he never was anything and never will be anything. He's saying he got rid of his past with the Efer and he has so much potential to be something. That's what Parah Aduma is about. It's about moving forward. It's about tshuva, the ability to move forward. As far as Emma says, this Zman of Parshat Parah is about helping us being metaher from all our veros, and to move forward and to accomplish. Pritadik writes in Parshat Parah that the Haftorah always connects to the Parsha. When it comes to Parah Aduma, the Haftorah has nothing to do with Parshas Parah Aduma. The Parshas Parah Aduma speaks about Tuma Vatara. The Haftorah talks about Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim Utarta Mikol Tuma Seichem, to cleanse us from all, not Tuma, as Parshas Parah is referring to, but cleansing from all the Averas, that type of Tuma. Says the Pritadik, they are very much connected. Parshas Parah Aduma is all about cleansing us, not from the Tuma only, but the Tuma of the Averos, from all our sins. It's an opportunity for tshuva. And Rashi tells us Parah Aduma comes, it's a chok, belotam, but Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan tells us, it's referring to the Parah of the Ega HaZav. Parah Aduma is meant to cleanse us from the Ega HaZav. It's about tshuva, about cleansing our past and giving us potential in the future. And says the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, Lo Osu Yisrael Al Sa'ego, the only reason why they did this, Elo Litein Pischon Peh LeBaal Tshuva, in order to give a Pischon Peh, in order for Baal Tshuva to say, I did an Aver, what could I do? So we say, look at the Ega HaZav. The entire Tzibor did an Aver. They are the highest point in history, Kabbalah Satorah, and they did an Aver. So you should be no different. If the tzibur didn't have Eir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them tshuva, he granted them kapara, so to an individual has a pischon peh. That's the idea. The idea of parduma is to get rid of the past and tell us we have a tremendous future ahead of us. Mirta Hashem v'shibizocha, in this reading, the Chazal tell us, by reading parduma, it's as if we're bringing the parshas, bringing parduma, we should be zocha to clean ourselves, to fix ourselves, and reach the potential that we really can. Good Shabbos.